And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to another edition of Move It Forward Monday, where we acknowledge life has its ups, its downs, its twists, its turns, its uh-ohs, and oh shits. But that's not stopping us now, is it? On Move It Forward Monday, we discuss both the philosophical and the tactical tips to take whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and move it forward. I am your host, Richard Ote. I am here with Steve Ulsher.
What's up?
What's up, Steve?
And Mary Goulet.
Hello, Richard.
Hi,
and
Mary.
Steve.
And today we are going to talk about book smarts versus street smarts.
Mm.
All right. First, I'm going to start with the question. Have you ever met anyone who studied their way to success?
Studied their way to success.
Studied.
You're raising your
study.
Hand, Mary Goulet.
Oh, okay. Right. No, I don't get what you're saying.
You mean like college, I got a great education, and now I'm a successful person.
Because you studied.
Yes, doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doctors, I think, are a perfect example of people who have gotten the education that they needed and then gone on to have a reasonable career. I think anything that's like specific, like architecture or maybe engineering or science or something like that, I think you can book smart your way to success.
Okay. Mary?
I think they can be, you know, learn the skill sets, but that doesn't equate to success.
All right. Let me give you a little pop
so
quiz.
So smarter than we are.
Pop quiz.
Always smarter than we are. I know.
Five frogs sit on a lily pad.
Do you lick these frogs?
One decides to jump off.
Ah.
How many frogs are left?
Five?
Yes, five.
And one jumped off?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought he said he decided to jump off.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, exactly.
You guys have just acknowledged the difference between book smarts and street smarts.
Yeah.
You actually, like, your math skills would have been fine if you said four, right?
Yes.
But your life skills would have sucked because he just made a decision to jump off. I didn't actually say he jumped off, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, and you guys probably knew it was a trick question coming at you anyway. So you might have just
guessed. No, I really had no idea. I was just saying five to be a smartass. I didn't even know I was right.
Oh, really?
Mary
knew. I thought through it. I'm like, he said decided.
Wow. So you think?
Yeah.
He didn't say jumped off. He said decided to.
Yeah.
So
nice job,
a few episodes back, I talked about Einstein's quote of, "It seems as if perfection of means and confusion of ends seems to be the era of our time." I.e., I took that as people spend so much of their time trying to perfect how they're doing the thing and don't even know necessarily what they're even trying to accomplish.
Hmm.
That basically, in my opinion, I feel people get lost in the book and they forget about how important it is to get out in life and actually do things. Because even to your point of the doctor, which I totally agree, I'm into studying, I'm into learning, we are all students of learning here. And our listeners are students of learning. I don't know why they tune into us, but they're
because they
joking.
Are smart.
I thought I would try Steve's self-deprecating humor.
I like it. It well
worked for half a second. So, point is that if that doctor or that lawyer or that whoever that needed to be book smart and study their way, right, that they need the initials at the end of their name, if they never took action and went to apply for that job or got people skills and knew how to talk to that person, like, they still would never have been successful no matter how much they studied.
Yeah.
Well, and also to that point, to make for good doctors, they teach them enough and then they put them in a teaching hospital to learn as they're, you know, they're doing, they're working.
Yeah,
right.
And there was somebody I read.
Maybe that's why they call it a practice, but that's just a joke, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I read somewhere some guy said, "You learn by more failing. You learn by doing. At some point, you have to put the book down and start doing."
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The only way they can learn the bedside manner. I mean, you can't teach bedside manner from a book, right? I mean, you have to literally go there and look into somebody's eyes when you say, "I'm sorry, he's dead." You know, like, I mean, like, how do you do that gracefully? And I think the answer is you just have to learn how to say it in a compassionate way. But you couldn't possibly learn that from a book until you look into somebody's eyes and have that experience.
Well, it kind of goes back to, you know, our never ending discussion, which Mary loves, of nature versus nurture. You believe it's all in the acorn seed. I believe, well, we've come to realize we think it's both, but if it was just the acorn seed, then we would know exactly what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't until it's over. And that's the nurture part. That acorn seed doesn't end up in the dirt, doesn't get sun, doesn't get water, ends up in some, you know, on cement or something.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been the most ultimate powerful acorn seed, could have been the most badass oak tree ever.
Yeah, and then the squirrel ate it.
Squirrel ate it.
Yeah.
So you got to be doing, even that Chinese proverb, what was it again? A journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Like, it didn't say you got to do 10,000 steps. It doesn't say study how to take a step, or it doesn't say any, it just says take a step, move, do something. And so really where the question that I wanted to ask you guys is, where do you draw the lines, not the right word, but maybe where do you find balance in, Steve, you tend to seem like you'd be a person, even like with Facebook Live and how we do, like you kind of just boom, just take the step, go. Like where Mary, I think you think it out a little more before you take action. You're still, we all are action takers. We wouldn't be sitting here. But I mean, so, and I don't want to just assume that. Is that true? Do you tend, Steve, to just take action, get results, and then learn some stuff after and move? And Mary, you kind of study it a little first, then take action, gets like,
well,
where do you start in the process?
For me, if I'm interested in something, I want to just like, I'm thirsty for, tell me more about it, but then doing it. And I think as an entrepreneur, I never completed any college to really speak of. I took writing courses here and there, but I call it inventing a paycheck for me as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I need more. There's more month than there is money in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I just invent a paycheck and I learn as I go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oop. Kind of blew it on that one. Let's tweak it over here and do this. So,
So where do you find the balance, Steve? Do you have what? Do you feel like you're balanced in that respect? Do you feel like?
Yeah, I feel I'm certainly more balanced now than I was. Right? I mean, because I think there's something to be said for youthful exuberance and just
enthusiasm. Yeah,
and that also. And so just like jumping into something because it seems like the right idea at the right time in the right moment, and there you are, and you just got to do it, and you decide later if that was a good idea or not. So I think for me, historically, it's always been, I think that's a good idea. Haven't done any research to back up whether or not that's a good idea, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And now I've certainly turned the corner at least a little bit. And I think about it at least fractionally. Not that I still don't just do it, but at least I pause for a split second. Split second and think about it and then go, oh, fuck it, I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I made the switch now. I used to be, you know, study, know every angle, know every outcome, you know, kind of Lincoln Douglas debate, know the other person's argument. Just as good as you know your argument, you're going to win the debate every single time, right?
Yeah.
And especially now with Olivia, I'm glad that I've turned the corner and got more into the just do and be and just get into it because I want her to have that, especially when the pain doesn't, it's not so bad when you're young, right? So remember, everybody out there in the land of Move It Forward Monday, please don't try to conquer everything in one day. This isn't about the accomplishment at the end. This is about the journey. Just take any step, any possible step to move it forward. Until next week, thanks for listening. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Ulsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop,
reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.